Well, I have a question posed to council.
Oh, sorry, you're right.
Right. Assuming the reclamation goes forward and we incur some substantial costs, I think the most likely path is we have to look at the cost, our likelihood of recovery, whatever state Ms. McMillan was in at that time, and make a and then the recommendation would go to the Board of Supervisors as to whether to proceed with a lawsuit in Superior Court. So I don't expect the Planning Commission would be directly involved. I think it would go straight to the Board of Supervisors to authorize a lawsuit or not, depending on the time, energy, and likelihood of recovery.
So Planning Commission could instruct staff to let the supervisors know should the feeling be shared amongst the other commissioners that we feel strongly that the county should take all measures necessary to result in a net zero loss and expense for the recovery and reclamation of this project.
We would be glad to pass that along, and
okay.
I hope, you know, we will have that noted so we don't forget it if it's 6-8 months a year in the future. But.
Good. I'm done with my question on this.
No,
Commissioner Veal?
Ready for a motion.
Through the chair.
Yes.
I just wanted to note that one of the property owners is here for the record, Mr. Williamson.
I think we're ready to make a motion, but thank you for pointing that out. We have a motion.
I'll go ahead and move that we adopt resolution PC-2022-028, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou recommending the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors revoke the use permit of Timber Hitch Mine U-79-31. Make all necessary findings required under the Siskiyou County Municipal Code and determine the project exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act, also known as CEQA.
A second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. This is a roll call vote.
Commissioner Mello?
Yes.
Commissioner Fowle?
Yes.
Commissioner Veal?
Yes.
Chair Lindler?
Yes. So, motion carries. Great, thank you. So Commissioner Hart's still not here, but we'll go ahead.
Move into the next one.
Yep, we'll go ahead and move on to agenda item one, which is the Shasta Creek LLC use permit UP22-09. Staff report, please.
Thank you, Rachel Jarrett, Senior Planner. This is a use permit that proposes to convert an existing single-family dwelling at 1200 WA Bar Road into a vacation rental. The approximately 3155 square foot two-story house is located on a 3.17 acre parcel that is zoned as planned development with rural residential uses allowed. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area and was inspected by Building and Environmental Health on August 12th and July 7th, respectively. 6 parking spaces are required for this project, and there is adequate space adjacent to the house for those 6 spaces. 4 bedrooms and a bonus room are proposed as sleeping quarters, and based on the square footage of these rooms, up to 22 guests could be accommodated. However, this is more than the amount allowed by code, which limits vacation rentals to a maximum of 10 guests at any one time. Additionally, the septic system is currently only adequate for 6 persons and is limited to a maximum of 4 bedrooms pursuant to the addendum of the EOF parcel map recorded as document number 1991-0002492. Therefore, the maximum occupancy is currently limited to 6 persons, and staff is recommending that upon upgrade of the septic system and approval by Environmental Health, the occupancy be increased to a maximum of 8 persons. This project is exempt from CEQA per section 15301 as it is an existing facility with no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant impact on the environment. No public comments were received at the time the staff report was written. However, one was received yesterday and provided to the commissioners prior to the meeting. Staff recommends adopting the categorical exemption and approving the use permit for this project, and there is a suggested motion in the packet.
Great, thank you.
Through the chair.
Yes.
Ricky, being the director, just to clarify, Rachel, I believe that was for 3 bedrooms, not for 4.
So currently, the existing septic system is adequate for 3 bedrooms. However, the parcel map that was recorded for this states that a maximum of 4 bedrooms can be used for this particular property. As a note, this house already has those 4 bedrooms. However, when the septic system was previously upgraded, I believe that only the septic tank was upgraded and the leach lines were not upgraded, and it's actually not adequate for current standards. Therefore, environmental health has a determination that it's only adequate for 3 bedrooms, even though 4 already exist in the property.
Okay, through the chair.
Yeah.
With all due respect, bedrooms don't use the toilet or the sink, people do. And so, and I realize our code is based on rooms, but the rooms don't matter here, it's the occupancy.
Correct.
So the numbers are what are key. And it can have 4 bedrooms and 6 people can split up between the 4. It is currently okay for 6, correct? Yes or no?
Yes.
So 6 people, septic works. 8 people,
yes.
Doesn't work.
Correct.
Okay.
And then the report is, or the recommendation is, they're going to upgrade the septic to then allow for the full length.
If they do.
If they do.
Yes.
But it's a condition of approval.
Correct.
Already in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I just.
Okay.
Inanimate objects.
We could require that use the outhouse for it.
Yeah.
Or the kitchen is a 5th.
So,
broom closet.
Commissioner Veal, do you have any questions before
no,
we open the public hearing?
It's not even marked.
Commissioner Fowle, any additional comments before?
I'll bite my tongue.
Okay. Commissioner Mellon?
No, ma'am. Okay. Not at this time.
Thank you. With that, I'll go ahead and open up the public hearing if there's no other staff comment. So, are there any project proponents that would like to speak? Any online?
Seeing none.
Okay. Any project opponents that are in the audience? Any online?
Seeing none.
That was easy. Okay, so with that, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commissioners for discussion.
Are you ready for a motion?
I think we got a question. I see some.
There's something here. Where is it? I didn't mark this one yellow, so give me a second. Okay, wasn't this one. It was another one.
Are there any commissioner comments?
No.
Do we have a motion?
I move that we adopt resolution PC 20220-026, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, approving the Shasta Creek LLC use permit UP-22-09 and determine the project exempt from CEQA.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, and we have a second. Again, this one is a voice vote. Right.
Voice.
Head fog.
That's okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. So, that was an awkward pause. So, okay, agenda item number 3. The Hickey Zone Change, Z-22-04. Staff presentation, please.
Rachel Jarrett, Senior Planner again. So this project is a proposed rezone of approximately 10 acres that is spread out on 3 assessors' parcels from non-prime agricultural to highway commercial in order to bring the zoning into conformance with the historic use of the property. The project site was originally developed in 1936 with a service station. Deer Mountain Lodge was built in 1948, and then a restaurant was added in 1954. Smaller structures, including 4 single-family dwellings, were also built or placed on the site. The project is located approximately 13 miles northeast of the city of Weed on Highway 97, and it is just north of Deer Mountain Road. And it's surrounded by privately owned timberland properties that are zoned either Ag 2, which is non-prime agricultural, or RR, which is rural residential agricultural. Staff is proposing that this project be found consistent with the zoning and general plan for the site, and because there is no substantial evidence that the proposed zone change may have a significant effect on the environment, staff is recommending that the project be found exempt from CEQA pursuant to the common sense exemption. Additionally, staff is recommending that this project be found exempt pursuant to the existing facilities exemption since it's already developed. The Siskiyou County Assessor Recorder's comment is included in the staff report, and Caltrans and the Siskiyou County Air Pollution Control District commented on the staff on the project after the staff report was printed and distributed. Caltrans commented regarding the need for a new encroachment permit anytime the property changed ownership and noted that the current property owner does not have a permit for the road connection. They additionally noted that should a draft plan be developed for the site, they will review it to determine any other Caltrans permitting requirements. Air Pollution Control District commented regarding the need for an authority to construct permit should the historic use of the property for a gas station recommence. No comments from members of the public have been received regarding this project. Staff recommends adopting resolution PC 2022-029, recommending that the Board of Supervisors approve the zone change and determine the project exempt from CEQA.
Okay. Questions from commissioners?
I'll wait until later.
No. Commissioner Veal?
No.
Okay. I'll go ahead as well and open up the public hearing. Are there any project proponents in the audience or online?
Seeing none online.
Okay. Any project opponents?
Seeing none.
Okay. So we will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commissioners for discussion.
So, a couple questions for clarification. The letter from Mr. K regarding no permits listed in the records, I'm assuming it is because all of the construction of all of the structures that are currently located on the property were built pre-1970, other than the pump house, and the buildings that were added were not constructed there, but moved either from Bray, Grass Lake, etc., moved into there and then set on foundations. And so, being pre-1976, that's the reason we don't have any permits on file, because that sign went up in the 60s, I believe.
So we required permits before that. We have records, at least that I've seen, back into the 50s for building permits. I couldn't tell you why we don't have any for these, whether or not we actually did issue the permits and we just don't have a record of them, or everything could have been constructed without a permit.
Most likely the permits for the structures that were moved would be associated with the parcel from whence they came.
Are you talking about the single family dwellings in particular?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't ask specifically about those permits, but however, usually we do have some sort of record and usually for building construction, even if it is a relocation of a building onto a property.
Okay, so that leads to the next question. Before us is simply a zone change.
Right? Correct.
If the owner has the desire to upgrade, open restaurant, lodge, do a gas station, etc., that would be coming before us again under the umbrella of a use permit for us to take a look at, and all structures that may be anticipated to be used would at that time then need to meet building inspection, building code, etc., before they could be utilized?
So it would only come to the Planning Commission if the use that they are proposing to reestablish required a conditional use permit, and that's pending approval by the board of this zone change. So if it's a conditionally permitted use in the highway commercial district, then you guys would see it again. If they are just simply proposing to, for example, reestablish that hotel and the restaurant, those are allowed by right, so you would not see those. Those would have to just meet current building code, environmental code, planning, everything like that.
Okay, so the county would still be responsible through the respective permitting entities to make sure they met code. We would not see it.
Correct.
Okay, that answers my question.
And then they would still need to get the Caltrans ingress, egress. Oh,
yes. And that's my second question. So I saw the letter from Caltrans that there's no existing. So, and I've had this discussion with Caltrans on my place because we have three ingress egresses off of State Highway 3. And none of them are quote unquote permitted, but all three were utilized when Mr. Young, actually no, it was my grandfather, and actually your old place is part of this, from Highway to Callahan, granted the state the ability to use the land for State Highway 3. It's a unique stretch where the state doesn't own the highway. Mm-hmm. They have an easement because we pay property taxes to the center line of State Highway 3 from Aetna to Callahan. From Aetna to Wairika, the state owns Highway 3. And so my question here, is it not grandfathered on 97 for this particular parcel? And it may be possible, it may be the situation where no permit is even necessary.
So the property owner does not own any portion of the highway. They own the parcels that are adjacent to the highway. So my understanding is that they would need the encroachment permit. One was obtained, I believe, back in the 1930s, is what the Caltrans letter said, from a prior property owner. But subsequent to that, none of the other property owners who've held any of this property have ever gotten a new encroachment permit.
So there is.
I'm sorry?
How many different property owners are there?
So there are three assessor's parcels, but when I did the research, it looks like there's actually four legal parcels. They deeded a portion of one of the bigger parcels out, and then it got brought back in, owned by all the same property owner a few years later after that.
And they're all on the east side of the 97.
I'm sorry?
They're all on the east side of 97. Mm-hmm.
So there are three that are on the east side, and there's one that's on the west side. But there's two assessor's parcels on the east side and one on the west side. So it's a little bit of a difference
right
between parcels and legal parcels. Because most people think of assessor's parcels as the legal parcel, but that's not necessarily the case.
Commissioner Beal. There's a map.
Yeah, I saw it.
So, what you just said is the state has record of an encroachment permit from the 1930s. In the 1930s through the 1950s, encroachment permits ran with the land. So why would the state now be saying a new one needs to be applied for if there was an original? It should, by California law, from state formation through the end of the 30s, I believe it was 1939 in November, should be grandfathered in.
So that would be something that they would have to talk to Caltrans about.
Okay. I'm not opposed to the zone change, but there are yellow flags here with the state wanting to step in and require certain things that I'm not convinced the state is within their purview. I don't want to make this more difficult for the property owner. Mm-hmm.
So just so you know, zone changes are not necessarily, they can't be conditioned on anything, so we have not added any...
Oh, yeah, I'm not making a condition.
Okay, yeah, there are no conditions that require them to get an encroachment permit.
Other than a condition on the state to go back and recognize what is grandfathered.
So you guys received an updated notations and condition of approval at the beginning of this meeting, and I added some notations regarding what Caltrans stated in there regarding what their requirements are. But it's simply a notation, it's not a condition.
And there's no commercial development, per se, on any of those parcels, is that correct?
If there's any development that's going to happen on these parcels, regardless if it's development or not, they're requesting that if there is development, which there's not as part of this project, that they want to know about it to determine if there are requirements, additional requirements. And I think one of the things that they were concerned about was wear and tear on the road, if it's something that would involve a lot of heavy trucks or something like that. That was what I got from their letter, but it doesn't explicitly say that.
Good. And, oh, our other counsel left, so it's going to fall on you, Mr. Carroll. The state, if they own the highway in that stretch, if they have not prohibited, i.e. fenced and locked the gate, access to the parcel, the property owner has a prescriptive easement, plain and simple.
That is what I would think. Yes. It's ultimately for a court to decide, but yes. I agree. The elements would seem
following
to
basic land law, it's a prescriptive easement.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Can you have a prescriptive easement over public land?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
You can.
Most recent, and the public can already use it.
So, U.S. No, 4th District, 2016, Nevada, with the Forest Service. It was Forest Service and BLM accessing and improving water for livestock on a grazing permit. The court found that there was a prescriptive easement by the permit holder. And it was upheld in the Supreme Court in 2019.
In Nevada?
Yeah, the case was in Nevada, but it went through that you can establish a prescriptive easement on public land.
Yep. So with that, this is a zone change for, I was trying to get my acres, 10 acres-ish? Let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, so a 10-acre parcel. Do we have a motion?
Yeah, I'm backing up to above the resolution here real quick. There we go. Yeah, there are no further questions. I'll go ahead and move that we adopt resolution PC 2022-029, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, recommending that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors determine the project exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act and approve the Hickey Zone Change Z-22-04 by adopting a draft ordinance rezoning 10 acres, APN 019-080-060, 019-080-080, and 019-080-090 from AG2 to CH.
Great, thank you. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
So moved.
So we have a motion and a second, and this is a roll call vote.
Commissioner Mello?
Yes.
Commissioner Fowle?
Yes.
Commissioner Veal?
Yes.
Chair Lindler?
Yes. So motion carries. Okay, so moving on to old business, I will let Commissioner Fowle.
So you're transferring the gavel?
I'm transferring the gavel to
okay.
You.
So
and then I will not need to return. Do you want to carry the rest of the meeting?
I can do that.
And close it out?
You want to take a short break so she can sign these?
I'm going to take a 15-minute break to allow time, hopefully, for Mr. Commissioner Hart to arrive. allow signature of papers, and we will call back to order at 10 o'clock.